This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been an indictment of Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan with plotting to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates. According to authorities, the identities of the alleged victims were not released. The COVID-19 curve in the U.S. is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. All but two states, that's Maine and South Dakota, reported the case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against a deep vaccine resistance, while the highly contagious mutant version of the coronavirus that first detected in India is accounting for an ever larger share of infections. The death toll climbed to 72 from rioting in South Africa Tuesday, with many people trampled to death during looting at stores as police and military fired stun grenades and rubber bullets to try to halt the unrest set off by the imprisonment of the former president, Jacob Zuma. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from a fire that swept through a hospital coronavirus ward climbed to at least 92 Tuesday. Iraq's state news agency reported, and as anguished relatives buried their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the country's second such disaster in less than 3 months. Health officials said scores of others were injured in the blaze that erupted Monday at the El Hussein Teaching Hospital in Nasiriya. The tragedy cast a spotlight on what many have decried as widespread negligence and mismanagement in Iraq's hospitals after decades of war and sanctions. Australia's largest city will remain in lockdown for at least another 2 weeks due to the continuing spread of COVID-19. Sydney's 5 million people will remain locked down until at least July 30th. That's 2 weeks longer than planned. That's according to the New South Wales state premier. The extension comes after 97 new infections were reported on Wednesday in the latest 24-hour period, including 24 who had been infectious in the community. The president of Guatemala has now banned most protests for 2 weeks, arguing that they've been spreading the coronavirus. President Alejandro Giammattei's cabinet approved the decree on Tuesday, and it goes into effect Wednesday. Protesters demanded his resignation in recent weeks, saying the government mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic and botched efforts to get vaccines. And there have been delays in shipments of Russia's Sputnik vaccine, even though Guatemala paid half of it up front. It is a large latest of more than a dozen decrees that Giammattei has issued to temporarily limit constitutional rights. And even the vice president, Guillermo Castillo, says that enough is enough. Thousands of demonstrators marched in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro Tuesday, demanding that the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, resign over corruptions and charges and what they say is mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protesters held banners and placards with the words corruption and genocide written on them as they rallied in downtown Sao Paulo. In Rio, clashes broke out between police and some demonstrators, leading to tear gas being fired to disperse that crowd. There's more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.